We talked about guarding against outside dangers. Now we're talking safety inside the schools. Today on the Inside Scoop. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Inside Scoop. I'm still David Owen. Safety in a school means lots of things. When considering the entire campus, guarding against those outside dangers has been and continues to be a big focus. But different types of dangers exist inside as well. Joining us once again is our good friend from Cobb Schools Police Department, Lieutenant Mike Wilson. Mike, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having me again, Dave.
So, you are somebody that we frequently turn to for information relating to things, all things safety, frankly. You guys have been great. We had Officer Pete on last week talking about some of those outside dangers, but this week we want to talk about the things that are challenges inside the schools. Can you give us an insight on what we're talking about when we talk about dangers inside the school?
Sure. There are several dangers that we encounter in schools. I'll start with just simple behavior of some of our students. Mm-hmm. And again, we're not psychologists, but some of these students exhibit behavior that it crosses the line from psychological to law enforcement.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we're deciding whether or not we should even get involved in it. And I'll give you an example. When we have elementary school kids that are acting out, refusing to comply with teachers in the direction of admin, a lot of times they'll call us.
Okay.
Now, is that something we get involved in? So it's a big challenge for us.
Yeah.
When it goes into the student actually trying to hurt themselves and hurt staff, we're compelled to become involved.
Yeah.
Then it becomes a law enforcement issue.
Right.
But still, we're talking about a young child.
Yeah. And for what it's worth, you know, that could be anything from a kindergartner to an advanced growing fifth grader who doesn't look like a fifth grader.
Absolutely. It makes it easier for us to cross over that line when we're talking about high school, an adult.
Sure.
But small kids, that's a challenge for us.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we know we deal with the drugs.
Right.
And when I say drugs, I'm speaking of marijuana. Of course, vapes is terrible. The vapes are getting to be a bigger problem than we've seen in the past few years.
Yeah.
But marijuana, we haven't seen too many other harsh drugs. But, you know, we still have to deal with the drugs and contraband in schools.
Yeah.
And then that takes us to weapons. You know, because of a good rapport that our officers are establishing with the students, they're told about someone having a weapon.
Yeah.
So it's challenging. And when we discover the weapon, you know, we deal with it accordingly and appropriately.
And first, you have to investigate, right?
Yes,
I mean, because I remember, without getting into the details of any one particular student, because that would be a violation of FERPA,
right?
A federal law that protects privacy.
Absolutely.
But what constitutes a weapon is also a question.
Of course, you know, we don't want to go around and initiate criminal charges on everybody.
Right.
But we still can't have weapons in schools.
Right.
And that's where it's so important for the parents to become an intricate part in what their kids bring into school and knowing what their kids have with them on their possession.
Yeah. Now, what about other threats that come into play?
Well, you know, lately it's big. In fact, I worked something yesterday. It's big. School threats of shooting up the school. Now there are instances where students will say jokingly that I'm going to shoot up the school, and they don't realize in their mind it's jokingly, but they don't realize the consequences of saying that and the panic that it creates. But then there are some kids that actually are upset for whatever reason at a teacher, administrator, another kid. And they'll threaten to shoot up the school.
Yeah, just blurt something out.
Yes.
Out of emotion.
Emotions.
Right.
But, David, once that's heard, you know, we have to act on that because it creates a panic.
Yeah.
And majority of those instances, those children are criminally charged. And it's a pretty serious charge.
Yeah. That's a horrible thing to incur that early in your
Absolutely.
Life, right?
Yes.
It kind of falls into the category of, I would contend, that falls into the category of like saying the word bomb
yes.
on an airplane or
Absolutely.
In an airport, right?
Yes.
So you don't want to go there. So how do school resource officers, or what determines when school resource officers actually get involved? Is every thing that falls into one of those categories an immediate call to you guys, or does the teacher or staff member have some element of discretion in that?
Weapons, drugs, any criminal act. And when I say criminal act, it could be an affray, a fight, although we may handle it differently. Mm-hmm. But any criminal act, we are supposed to be notified. Now, it's dependent upon us to use discretion on how we handle it.
Sure.
Some instances, we don't have that discretion. If there's a weapon involved, a weapon on campus, drugs, threat to shoot up the school, assault on a teacher or staff, there's some instances where we have to get involved.
Where it's obvious that it's
obvious.
A criminal act.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Where we're talking about little misbehaving and then disobedient. Yeah, they call us, David, but you know, a lot of times we tend to let the schools handle that.
Right.
So it's case by case basis too, when we get involved and on those things that are not required, such as the obvious criminal acts. And I'll give you a quick example. We'll use a high school. You have a teacher is trying to conduct class and educate other students, mm-hmm. and you say you have one student that's just being continuously disruptive and disrespectful.
Class clown.
Whether he's serious or not, but he's causing a disruption in the class.
Mm-hmm.
And that teacher may ask that student, you know, he or she may ask, to settle down because we're here to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And say that kids continue to disrupt the class. Teacher will, you know, most cases they'll notify the administrator. And if the administrator comes and gets involved, and the student is still disruptive and failed to comply with the administrator,
mm-hmm.
then you see that line where they're going to contact us, because
okay.
now they're trying to remove that kid from class and get that student to comply, and he or she is not, and we can't have the school being disrupted.
Yeah, and I noticed that you're wearing one of the alert badges today.
Yes.
I didn't ask you to wear that. You wear it all the time, right?
Yes. All Cobb County school employees is mandated to wear these. And I'll tell you several reasons why. Not just because we tell them to and the superintendent directs it. It's a good program.
Mm-hmm.
But in the event something happens, a lot of times staff, they don't have time to go to a phone and call 911
right.
or call our office.
Right.
These badges has a, and it's called a Syntegix badge.
Okay.
It has an alert button on the back. Now, if you have just a regular staff alert,
mm-hmm. just something going on in the school.
That's right. That's not an emergency.
Okay.
There's a way to activate this badge for that. If there's really something going on, mm-hmm. like if a teacher sees a serious threat to the school,
right.
a weapon, there's another activation that will alert all Cobb School District Police and the local jurisdictions. And
okay.
you'll have a lot of us responding to that situation.
And in that case, again, common sense prevails. If you see a child with a Boy Scout knife,
that's not a code red.
But if you see somebody you don't know walking down the hall with a shotgun, that's a different story.
Right. Okay. That will certainly be a code red.
Yeah,
that's what I didn't mention.
A little common sense goes a long way.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
So one of the uses, or one of the situations that a staff alert would be involved, mm-hmm. Is medical. Do you guys get involved in that?
We do send an officer just to be support with the staff, the nurse, and to assist with the medical personnel coming.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really not something where
we exercise police
authority.
Yeah, you're not EMS
no.
People.
No.
You.
Although we're trained in first aid.
Okay.
So we can help and assist nurses in first aid if we had to.
Okay. So if the school nurse, for whatever reason, were not available, you guys are
we could jump in
and help.
Yes.
Okay. So how do SROs, or school resource officers, I need to refer,
sorry.
I prefer that, SRO sounds a little educational.
Yeah.
we acronym everything. But How do you guys encourage students to do the right thing? I mean, look, they got these peers, their friends,
yes,
kind of challenging and pushing.
Yes.
How do you guys counter that effect?
Well, several ways. First thing we encourage our officers to do is establish a rapport and get to know the students, mm-hmm, and the parents. Because, and I can speak from my experience, if you get to know the parents, and the parents know that you are there for their child, they're on your side, that student knows also that you can reach out to the parent. But most importantly, get to know that student, mm-hmm, because you don't know what issues or things they have going on. They do.
So a student who maybe sees a weapon or knows of somebody trying to get away with something or plan something, mm-hmm, they want to let you guys know, but they also don't want to risk their own safety.
Right.
How can they go about letting you know without being seen in the hall and maybe getting the label of being a snitch?
Right. Several things. I'll start with the first way they can notify us in school. They can write a note, slide it under the officer's door. Hmm. They can slide a note, give it to one of the teachers or the administrator. If they don't want to do anything in school, Cobb County School District has this wonderful system of Vector Alert, which is monitored all times of night and day by us.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I get them at night, sometimes 11, 12 o'clock. And it's simple. It's a Vector tip line. You can call or text, and I'll give the number if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
It's 470-689-0298.
Okay.
You can text that or call that and leave whatever information you want to leave, and you can remain anonymous. And if we have additional questions, whoever answers that Vector Alert, we can respond back to you saying, hey, give us additional information. Still, you can remain anonymous. Mm-hmm. And that system works well. We saw a lot of possible crimes with that Vector Alert.
Wow.
You can also email 1760@alert1.us.
Okay.
I repeat that, kind of stubborn old. It's 1760@alert1.us.
Okay.
And that'll get you the information too. There's a web page, which is http://1760alert1.us.
Okay.
So there's those ways that you can notify authority if there's something you want to present to us.
Yeah, there's a lot of numbers and digits.
Yes,
there.
Yes, it is.
I'll make sure that we put that in the show notes and
right,
the description so that it's easy for you and your student to access.
Okay.
Probably would be a good idea for them to maybe put a contact in the phone that says Vector.
Yes.
And
it would be.
That way, if they do see something.
Yeah.
They can say something, right?
One thing I want to mention that I didn't cover is very important.
Mm-hmm.
We have a program called Concerned Cops.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I've heard of that.
And I'll be brief, but it's a couple of us officers that started this program. And the four main points we try to educate the students on are, one, identifying between what's right and what's wrong, then not being afraid to choose the right decision,
yeah,
in any circumstance. The second thing is to be compliant and not combative. The third thing is to know that every action you initiate, there's a reaction, whether it's a positive one or a negative one.
Right.
And then finally, if you feel that you are mistreated, there are avenues that you can use to address what you feel is unfair to you.
Now, what,
not for you.
What do you mean by that?
Sure. I'll just use, say for instance, there's a student at school, and that student feels that he or she is being picked on by, say, a staff member.
Okay.
What we would like, instead of that student to be combative,
right,
which will get them, again, that action is going to cause a negative reaction.
Right.
Because if you're combative with a staff member, you're going to be charged.
Right.
So knowing the avenue of, okay, I'm being mistreated. You got your parents. You have administrators, and if it's that bad, you have your school resource officer there. So there are avenues that student can take instead of trying to handle it themselves, because they are still a child. and we're talking staff members.
Okay. Yeah, it does make a difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yes.
the question of doubt, or the benefit of the doubt, I should say, always tends to go to the staff member, and frankly, that's appropriate. As an adult, kids have a tendency to act up, but there is recourse.
Yes.
There is a good way to approach the situation to prove yourself correct,
right,
and in the right. And if there's a problem, I know our administrators want the best staff possible.
Right.
So
absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this information with us. And I know that there are parents out there who are concerned about, you know, the friends their children are choosing, and how to keep them on the straight and narrow, so to speak. So I'm sure a lot of this information goes a long way for them raising their child that way.
And if I could say this to the parents, me being a parent, as I'm sure you are.
Oh, yeah.
We have to take responsibility. We can... You know, we can be accountable for our children. We can see what they're wearing, what they have in their bags. We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
We can monitor their Facebook, their social media. We can monitor that. We're paying for it. We can monitor that to ensure that they're not going down the wrong path and associating with those wrong people.
Yeah.
That's what we do as parents.
Exactly. That's parenting.
Yes.
And there are times when... for example, looking in the book bag, you know, the kid's late for the bus or whatever, running out the door, you can't grab them and go through the bag
right.
last second.
Right.
But you can stay on top of things to the extent that you can.
Yes.
And if you find that there's a report that something's going wrong, then you plan that extra time in the morning to
absolutely.
Go through the book bag, right?
Teachers notify you that something's going on.
Uh-huh.
Listen to the teacher and consult with your child
right.
first. So many parents are so defensive towards staff when they contact them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not here to raise your kid. We're here to educate them. And my job is to protect them. So if we reach out to you, we're trying to give you some information. So don't be so defensive toward the staff.
Yeah, we're all on the same team trying to help the child reach their greatest success. So again, thank you so much, Mike. You're a fount of knowledge.
Thank you.
So again, if you didn't get a chance to jot that info down earlier, don't fret. It will be in the description and the show notes. And encourage your students and friends to save that info in case they need it one day. And of course, check out the rest of the info there too. If you haven't already, you'll find lots of good resources, additional information, including the link to our podcast, homepage, and more. And don't forget to let others know about us. You're helping us grow the number of families who want and need to know more about helping their students reach the greatest level of success. So thank you again for listening to this episode of The Inside Scoop, a podcast produced by the Cobb County School District.